Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Time to talk golf. That's our job, and it's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello to all. Welcome, and thanks for listening. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Robert DeCosa, the Duke, in Master Control, and we've got another great show lined up for you today. Up first, we're going to catch up with an old friend that we haven't seen or had on the show for years. Her name is Kathy Matthews-Kane. She lives and works right here in Colorado Springs and at the Country Club of Colorado at the Cheyenne Mountain Resort. Besides running one of the top golf courses in Colorado, she's also the president of the Colorado PGA, and in November, she was sworn in as the PGA of America's District 9 director. There's a lot to catch up with as Kathy Matthews-Kane visits us today here on Tee to Green. This past Monday, Michael Shealy went to work as usual at the Grey Bull Golf Course just east of North Platte, Nebraska. He's director of agronomy there. Several hours later, he looked to the west and he saw plumes of dark smoke over North Platte. It was a wildfire coming his way, driven by 40 to 50 mile an hour winds. By noon, the fire reached his golf course, and he'll tell us the story today on Tee to Green.
I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
You're listening to America's longest running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and the brand new Sirius XM app, the SXM app, where you can listen to Tee to Green anywhere, everywhere, and anytime. I'm Jay Ritchie, and we'll be teeing it up and talking golf next with Kathy Matthews-Kane right here on Tee to Green.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. We're glad you found us. We're back for another home edition of the big show. I'm Jay Ritchie, Robert DeCozis, and Master Cadron. We've got Roscoe, the rock star dog, right here relaxing and taking it easy on this Sunday edition of Tee to Green. Great show lined up for you today. Later in the hour, we'll visit with Michael Sheely. He's the director of agronomy at the Grey Bull Golf Course in north, just outside of North Platte, Nebraska. Michael's had an interesting week, to say the least. He spent the early part of the week keeping his golf course safe from a fast-moving wildfire that sprung up, and he's got a great, amazing story on how that was done, mission accomplished, and he'll tell us that story later in the hour when he joins us today here on the show. Our first guest lined up, ready to go with us on the Tee to Green guest line. We haven't had her on Tee to Green for a long, long time. In fact, it's been a while since we've even seen Kathy Matthews Kane, even though she and I live here in the Boat City, both live here in the city of Colorado Springs, and we're not all that far apart. But hopefully that'll change in the future. We're happy to welcome Kathy Matthews Kane back to Tee to Green today. Hi, Kathy. How you doing?
Morning, Jay. Yes, we live in the same city, but life gets busy, doesn't it?
It does. And last time that you did anything with us here on Tee to Green, you were working at the Broadmoor when we were doing the show there, and you were one of the people who did the golf tips, golf, stroke
yeah.
tips. That, yeah, just with us every week on the show. You're working with Russ Miller, Mark Kelbel there, and doing some stuff with us as well. Let's catch everybody up to date since that time. you started. Well, you're a Canadian native. You went to school at Iowa State, played golf there. Got your first job in the golf business in Florida, then ended up at the Broadmoor. How long were you at the Broadmoor?
Gosh, roughly 13 years. I like to say I grew up there. It was obviously a fabulous experience with a wealth of different activities and events and major championships. So, yeah, it was fabulous.
So you decided then it was just – if you wanted to further your career, you needed to take another step and you decided to leave the Broadmoor. When did that happen?
Yeah, so while I was there, the Broadmoor is fantastic. They support their employees furthering their education, and I did my MBA while I was there. And I jokingly tease Russ Miller that, you know, I'll come back when he retires. But, you know, they have a fabulous staff, so I knew for me to gain more experience in the industry that it would require me, you know, spreading my wings, if you will, and trying some different experiences.
And so what were the steps along the way that brought you then to the Country Club of Colorado?
Yeah, well, I was recruited to go work at Colorado Springs Country Club, a great member-owned club here in the middle of town, and worked with Kevin Sanger, a fabulous GM over there, and Ty Thompson at the time, who was their golf professional. And I actually worked in the membership as a membership director. So membership is truly the lifeblood of any country club, and fully understanding, you know, how that process works and the finances behind it, it is critical, I think, to being a general manager. So thanks to Kevin, I was able to learn and grow, and then was offered the job at the Country Club of Colorado. Gosh, it's going to be 10 years in May, so I will have been the GM there for 10 years now.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast time flies. I was at a distance keeping track, and I would see or I would hear that you were here or you were there. And so I kind of been following your career, but I appreciate the update. So what are you doing now? You're the general manager of the Country Club of Colorado. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And got to do some really neat projects there. We built a spa and fitness center shortly after I arrived, redesigned fitness center and a new spa and launched that. Opened in 2015, Alluvia, which is fabulous. And then we had an unfortunate major windstorm, if you recall, back, it was 2017, and we had, you know, semis blow over on the highway, and we lost our tennis bubble and pool bubble, so we got to build a new indoor pool. So, you know, I've gotten to collaborate and be a part of some really neat projects there. And we have, you know, Pete Dye's first course west of the Mississippi. It was built in 73, so we just celebrated our 50 year last year, and it's really a great club.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I was going to say, I was pretty sure, I haven't played it in a while, but I'm pretty sure it was a Pete Dye course.
Well, now you know where to find me, Jay.
So you've kind of really learned the business from the ground up, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah. There's definitely no substitute for experience in this business.
Tell us about the course a little bit for people who may not be familiar with the Country Club of Colorado, Pete Dye course.
Yeah, so it's really a neat layout. So I would say it's sort of parkland on the front nine, plays through the subdivision there. Pete Dye, you know, is known for railway ties, and we have some of those, but he's also known for really interesting green complexes and tricky greens. So I would say our greens are some of the toughest in the state in the summer when they're rolling fast and are a great defense, right, to par. But the back nine is just a spectacular backdrop for golf. It plays around the Kerr Reservoir, a large lake there on the back nine. And I think, you know, it's spectacular when the sun is setting and you're coming around 17 and 18. It's pretty fantastic. Another interesting note is our 14th hole was the first one he designed like that, a dogleg right. With the water on the right, which, as you know, most of our amateur golfers tend to miss right. He has repeated that design in many places subsequently. So pretty neat.
It is a spectacular setting right off of Highway 115, just south of Colorado Springs. And the one hole, in fact, goes right along Highway 15. I can't remember which hole that is.
That's our par 5 12th.
Yeah, par 5 12th hole. So you've been there 10 years. I'm sure you've had to, you know, over the past 10 years, you've seen a lot. You've had to maneuver through the ups and downs of the economy, get through COVID. How are things going right now?
You know, things are going great. We have a family, single family ownership from Florida, and working on some future projects for the club, which are pretty exciting. Can't release just yet, but our club is a young club by and large. It's a young family club. It's a place for people to come and recreate and relax. So great tennis and pools and swimming, and the lake just adds a recreational element that is so unique, especially in Colorado. To have a beach in Colorado is pretty, is a neat thing to be able to say.
Kathy Matthews-Kane, General Manager of the Country Club of Colorado, our guest on the show today. Now, along with managing one of the best golf courses in the state, she is also very involved with the PGA of America. She's the president of the Colorado PGA, and she, back in November, was sworn in to start a 3-year term as the PGA of America Board of Directors. And Kathy's going to stay with us. We're going to do a couple of segments with her today. Now that we've talked a little bit about the Country Club of Colorado and her job there as GM, we're going to focus more on the PGA of America, the Colorado PGA, and her duties there. How does that sound, Kathy? Is that a game plan?
Sounds great, JP.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. And we'll continue on the other side. Kathy Matthews-Kane, GM of the Country Club of Colorado at the Cheyenne Mountain Resort, our first guest today with us here on Tee to Green. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
It's news, it's interviews, and lots of fun, too, each and every week for everyone interested in golf. It's Tee to Green. It's The Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Robert Dacozis in Master Control. Great to be back with you talking golf on another Sunday edition. Our guest, Kathy Matthews-Kane from the Country Club of Colorado here in Colorado Springs. We'll get back to her in just a second, but a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program. We're talking about the Green Saver. For over 25 years, Green Savers help golfers save thousands on green fees, golf products, and other services. It's available in book or mobile format. You can save with two-for-ones, half-off, other discounted green fees, along with free cart rentals. Plus, there are discounts available for retail, lessons, club fittings, travel, and much, much more, all for just $49. Never pay full price to golf again. The 2024 Green Saver gives you more courses, more offers, and more value. And the more you play, the more you save. Also, with the Green Saver, there are less restrictions than any golf discount program in Colorado. For just $49, experience great golf without breaking the bank. Plus, all Green Saver members now get a free membership to Brew Saver, Colorado's beer, wine, and spirits discount program. Sound good? For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. We continue with Kathy Matthews-Kane, who is the general manager of the Country Club of Colorado. She's been there for some 10 years now, and recently she was sworn in to begin her three-year term as PGA of America Board of Directors member serving District 9. She is also just the second female president of the Colorado PGA since it was started way back in 1957. And Kathy, let me congratulate you on the pioneering work that you are doing there with the PGA of America. Good job.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah. So is this something that you kind of had your eye on doing in your career, or is it just an opportunity that presented itself and you decided to jump in and take advantage of it?
That's a great question. When I was at the Broadmoor, I got the opportunity to start serving on the PGA, Colorado PGA Board of Directors. And, a lot of people I looked up to in the industry were part of that board, and I thought, wow, what a great way to just learn and gain experience and meet people, you know, throughout the Colorado section, which also includes part of Wyoming and South Dakota. And so, I've been on the board. Gosh, I feel like I'm dating myself on this show with you today, Jay. But I'm going to say 10 plus years, maybe 12 years on the PGA, Colorado PGA board. And during that tenure, then after some cycles in the room, how it works is I got elected by the board to become secretary of the board. You serve a two-year term as secretary, 2 years as vice president, and then I'm in my second year as president of the section. So I've been 5+ years as an officer at this point.
So we should also distinguish the difference between the PGA of America and the PGA Tour. They're not the same thing, are they?
No. And certainly after June 6th, that was a very pertinent question. We like to say that we're the millions. We're teaching millions to play the game. We're not playing the game for millions. We are the men and women throughout the country and beyond who are leaders of the business of the game, teaching the game, coaching the game, you know, running your clubs, running associations, things like that. So we consider ourselves the leaders of the business of golf.
Yeah. Now, I didn't know this. I did a little research about the PGA of America ahead of time, knowing I was going to have you on the show. 29,000 PGA of America golf professionals. The PGA of America owns and operates numerous championships and different events, including major championships such as the Ryder Cup. The PGA of America puts the Ryder Cup on every year.
Yes. We like to say we own half of that asset, if you will. We certainly stem to turn own the Ryder Cup when it's stateside, when it's in America.
Yeah.
And then we partner with Ryder Cup Europe on the away years.
The board of directors is composed of the president, vice president, secretary, and 19 directors who help to establish policy. So are you one of the 19 directors now?
Yes, I am.
And that's District 9. What is that? What is District 9 comprised of?
Yeah, absolutely. So District 9 is comprised of about 1,300 golf professionals from Colorado, the Colorado section, which, as I indicated, also includes part of Wyoming and Utah. Probably should back up one step. There are only 41 sections in America, so each of these districts are made up of multiple sections. So, again, District 9 is Colorado section, the Utah section, and then the Rocky Mountain section, which is parts of Idaho, Wyoming, Montana.
And it's a three-year term, so that gives you a little time to really get in and accomplish a few things, doesn't it?
Well, I sure hope so. You know, I think our goal of my board class is, you know, you try to leave things better than you found it for the future generations of golf professionals. And, you know, it is a lot. There's a lot going on at our national association. So I actually spent all of last year in a shadowing capacity, you know, following one of the Utah directors, Jared Barnes, that was sitting in this role. So followed him around for an entire year to start to better understand. And that was certainly necessary to then jump in the seat in November and actually be making decisions that impact the association and the future of the association.
So did you come in with an agenda or something you saw that maybe you wanted to change or improve on, or are you just kind of learning as you go?
No, I don't have a personal agenda, if you will. I think that there's not really room for that in the boardroom. We always have to be thinking through the lens of, you know, what is best for our association? How are we going to be stronger in the future and continue to provide more services to our members? You know, that's really the lens I try to use as we work through some complex decisions. You know, I guess the one thing I'd like to kind of leave maybe as a legacy from the board is, you know, there's only a couple of us females that have served in this role, and just want other young female professionals to see, you know, you can do it too. So.
That is a pretty good legacy, though, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So you're wearing two hats. You're the president of the Colorado PGA, and you're serving as the director of District 9 with the PGA of America. Do those match up pretty well?
You know, I think there is, absolutely they do. And the reason for that is, you know, often we're making decisions in the national boardroom that directly impact sections. So, you know, we might make a decision about PGA Junior League, one of our most successful programs, and how that's administered. Well, the results of that decision, right, the trickle down of that is going to have to be managed and executed by sections. So to have the lens of the challenges of a section, what's happening locally, I think is very important to, you know, framing the decision-making process.
Kathy Matthews Kane, our guest general manager of the Country Club of Colorado here in Colorado Springs. And she's also, as I mentioned, president of the Colorado PGA and recently was sworn in as the director of the PGA of America District 9, which includes Colorado, parts of Wyoming, and the Rocky Mountain area here. Kathy, that's a 3-year term. Have you looked ahead to what you might be thinking about after 3 years?
That's a great question, Jay. Not yet. I think we have a lot in the landscape happening right now, and just making the best decisions we can and representing our district the best I can right now is my focus. We are in the process of electing a new secretary for the National PGA of America, and he will be sworn in November, and we have 4 candidates. So that's exciting, and obviously leading into everything going on with the professional landscape of golf, it's going to be an interesting 3 years to be in the seat.
And all of this is happening now in Frisco, the new PGA of America headquarters, Frisco, Texas, correct?
Yes, we moved our home to Frisco where we can deliver all of our education. It's an absolutely fabulous facility. We've partnered with Omni Hotels there. Fields Ranch are the golf courses that are going to host major championships, including the PGA and the Ryder Cup down the road. We have our professional championship there in April. So really excited to see those guys on the course this spring. And it's a fantastic facility if you're ever in the Frisco area.
Yeah, and of course, right here in Colorado Springs, the Country Club of Colorado, Kathy, the general manager there. Kathy, these both segments have just flown by this morning. It's always fun catching up with an old friend, and it was great catching up with you this morning. Congratulations on your success, and keep it going.
Thanks, Jay. We'll have you over to play golf, so we'll stay in touch.
Love that. Yeah, we'll stay in touch. Okay, thank you. Kathy Matthews-Kane, our guest today here on Tee to Green. Coming up, we'll get a great story of golf and wildfires from Michael Sheely, Grey Bull Golf Course in Nebraska. That's next on Tee to Green.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to TD Green these days, and we do appreciate whatever method you are able to listen to the show on. I'm Jay Ritchie. As I said earlier, fun show, great show for you today. And our next guest standing by, ready to go on the TD Green guest line. He's had quite the week, and we do appreciate Michael Sheely for taking some time to join us on TD Green today. He's the director of agronomy at Grey Bull Golf Club, which is part of the Dormy network of private clubs. It's tucked away amid the dunes and the prairie grasses just east of North Platte, Nebraska. It's a brand new course. They haven't even opened yet. They're getting ready to open later this year, I think. August, the target date for the opening. But as I said, they had an interesting week there this week. We're talking to Michael Sheely today here on TD Green. Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to join us. First off, let's talk a little bit about Grey Bull and the history behind it. And as I said, it's a brand new course. You're getting ready to open. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. We're nestled here in the Sandhills Prairie of Nebraska. We're just north of Maxwell, which is a small 200 or 300 population town right off the I-80. They broke ground a year and a half ago. Last year was pretty much just growing in and seeding. It's a David McLay kid design. Very, very linksy. It'll be very cool when we get it opened up. So
your title is Director of Agronomy. Is that kind of a fancy name for superintendent?
Oh, I guess you could say so. I consider myself a superintendent, and they gave me the title Director of Agronomy. So I do have a golf course superintendent underneath me that I direct as well.
So what is it, the terrain like? You mentioned the sand hills, and some people may be familiar with that area of Nebraska. Some may not. Tell us about the area where the golf course is situated and what's nearby, what's around you.
Yeah, pretty much just all sand dunes, anywhere from 20 feet to 300-foot dunes. We don't have any 300 footers on property, but just kind of the landscape in general in this area. Just a lot of rolling sand dunes, and they're all stabilized by native grasses. Some warm season primarily, and some cool season species. Don't have any trees on the property. Like I said, it's just all prairie grasses. When you look over the landscape, all you see is beautiful rolling sand dunes with native prairie grasses. It's a very serene landscape. It's very neat.
I'm going to quote or paraphrase the article that I saw in Golf Magazine online, written by Josh Sins. It starts out, Monday morning, when a fast-moving wildfire raged across the sandhills of Nebraska, one of the objects in his path was Grey Bull Golf Club. Grey Bull Director of Agronomy Michael Sheely was on site with several members of his crew. He looked to the west and saw dark smoke plumes rising over North Platte, about 15 miles away. According to the radio, the fire, which investigators believe was started by a lawnmower, was spreading quickly, whipped by winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour. That was around 10:30, and by noon, by shortly after noon, Michael, the fire reached your course. Pick it up from there. Tell us what happened, what you saw.
Yeah, so I was in our agronomy building, which is under construction, with my equipment manager, Tyson, and three of my crew members were out on the course watering, just winter watering. We're fortunate enough to have a deep, winter watering system, so our main line is 5 feet deep, and we have hydrants that we can hand water and pull mobile sprinklers. So they're already out and about, just preventing some desiccation that we experienced through the winter. And I rolled up the agronomy building door, and all I saw was smoke. It was really thick. So Tyson and I, we better go check out what's going on and see how close this fire really is getting. Drove up over a dune to our clubhouse entrance, and our property was on fire. And our cell service is very limited out here. It's really spotty. As soon as I got up on top of that dune, I've got a bunch of texts coming through. And Katie Kramer, our assistant superintendent, who was out on the south side of the golf course, the text came through that says, turn all the pumps on, kick on lateral valves. So Ty and I immediately went down to the pump station, kicked every single pump that we had on, and we didn't even think twice. We went out and started cracking all of our lateral valves and watering the entire perimeter of the golf course. And then we were pulling hose where we could around the cottages and our driving range area, which is all kind of around the cottage area there. I would say we focused on just saving our buildings. I mean, yes, we turned the water on the perimeter of the golf course. I wasn't too worried about the course as much. I was more worried about our structures because they're in the building process and we're scheduled to open this week. And if those burned down, that would have been a huge setback for us. So after we got the water going, we all jumped in tractors and skid steers and started creating fire breaks around our maintenance yard. We have an employee house on site, and then whatever we could do around the cottages to extinguish those flames. And before I knew it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I would say about 80% of our property was contained. We didn't lose any buildings, any structures. But it wasn't until about 8:30 and 9 o'clock that night when I was assisting the Maxwell Volunteer Fire Department that we completely got everything extinguished on our property. So it was pretty intense 3 or 4 hours we went through.
I'll bet, yeah. Congratulations on saving the property, saving the golf course. Other than the wind, what was the weather like that day? Was it chilly? Was it cool? Was it kind of warm?
It was abnormally warm. We were in the mid-70s. We've had a above average temperature swings here in February. So, it was 73 degrees and winds were constant at 40 to 50. And when that fire comes through, it creates its own, I don't know if I'd call them vortices, but the wind just gets really wild when that fire starts whipping through. And, I've got a huge appreciation for what these firefighters go through, because I got some smoke screens out there that, I mean, you really get, I don't know if I'd say discombobulated, but your awareness, like, you don't realize where you're at because of the wind and the smoke and you just can't see anything. So it definitely fueled that fire. So
yeah, so now you fortunately you had a good supply of water that you were able to tap into, and then you turned everything on to soak the course. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And like I said, so our main line is 5 feet deep in the ground, so we can winter water. So our main line was already partially charged. We just didn't have any of our lateral valves that feed our sprinklers open yet. We were still kind of winterized. So we had to go around to every golf hole and crack those valves open and turn on all of our sprinklers. Normally, the process of doing that is very slow. We bleed air, make sure we purge all the air out of our system, and we do a slow charge that way. But in panic mode, the valves just got opened up and all the sprinklers got turned on. And fortunately enough, we didn't break anything and everything worked.
Yeah. We're with Michael Sheely, Director of Agronomy, Gray Bull Golf Club, near Maxwell, Nebraska. That's also near North Platte, if you're familiar with the area right there. you guys also created some fire breaks. So you did some basic wildfire fighting techniques, didn't you?
Correct. And yeah. I'm fortunate enough, the previous course I was at, we did some prescribed burns, controlled burns. So I'm fairly familiar with prairie grass fires, just under a controlled situation. And this was by no means under a controlled situation. So instincts kicked in and started plowing fire breaks just around their structures. And we had some fuel tanks and our pump houses just to make sure our infrastructure was protected. So,
did you lose anything? Did anything get burned?
Structure-wise, no. I think we had a smoke damage in one of the cottages that they're going to have to remediate, but that to me is minimal. Nothing on the golf course really got harmed. So we do have some semi-permeable green covers, which are tarps. We tarp our greens over the wintertime to help prevent desiccation through the winds that we normally get. We did lose a couple of those. And looking at them, they didn't catch on fire, but embers from the fire landed on them and melted and created some holes. And when that wind went through, that kind of shredded our tarps apart. But, you know, that's, again, minuscule in the grand scheme of things. Those are easily replaceable.
Yeah. Yeah, the fire was contained, I guess. It took a few hours or a couple of days before full containment. But according to one of the reports I saw, it burned over 70,000 acres and destroyed a couple of houses, several other buildings, but there were no deaths or serious injuries reported. That's good news.
That's correct. Yep. I haven't heard a livestock count, but I imagine some cows got, I'm not sure how many. I'd hate to give you a number, but, you know, there was some livestock that was lost as well. But, other than that, no significant injuries.
Yeah. So if you had some ideas or pointers or tips to pass along to other golf course owners, operators, superintendents, directors of agronomy that might be in some wildfire-prone areas or might be in a situation like you found yourself in earlier this week, what would you tell them?
First and foremost, make sure your staff and everyone on the property is safe. That was our main priority, making sure that everyone was in a safe spot. And then instincts kicked in, turn on your water, do what you can, but, you know, stay safe in the process. And then if you do have tractors or anything available to create some breaks ahead of that fire to help stop it, that helps considerably. But like I said, it was a pretty dangerous situation. And when panic sets in and adrenaline starts going, you do some things that maybe you shouldn't, but, you know, the main idea behind everything is make sure everybody's safe first. So,
yeah. Yeah. I would think that in your background and your training and your preparation to be a golf course superintendent or a golf course director of agronomy, one of the things that probably no one focuses on is how to battle a wildfire.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's funny, like you say that, because initially when we saw the smoke at 10:30, we're kind of like, oh, you know, it's normal. We see fires out here quite often and kind of rely on that volunteer fire departments to take care of it. And, you know, an hour later, we're like, ooh, it's getting a little closer. And then half hour later, it's on our property. So, yeah, just definitely don't take anything for granted.
You could see the flames, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we were surrounded by flames. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you still on schedule to open in August?
We are.
All right.
Very excited.
Sounds good.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, looking forward to the opening as well. The Gray Bull Golf Course, it's just east, about 15 miles east of North Platte, Nebraska, near the town of Maxwell. And all systems go after battling a wildfire earlier this week. Congrats on that, Michael, and look forward to the grand opening later this year of Gray Bull Golf Club in Nebraska. Michael Sheely with the Stay on TD Green. Thanks, Michael.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you later. We'll take a break, come back, and we've got some golf news. Tiger Woods in the news. Jordan Spieth, too. That's next here on TD Green.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. It's TD Green. It's the Golf Show. Welcome back. I'm Jay Ritchie. Great to have you with us today. And boy, another show, another hour just flying by, but we're not done yet. A couple of things in golf news to catch you up on. Tiger Woods has been announced by the USGA as the recipient of this year's Robert Jones Award, the USGA's highest honor in recognition of Tiger's commitment to sportsmanship and impacting the game's time-honored traditions. Tiger Woods, the winner of the Bob Jones Award for this year, that'll be presented to him at the U.S. Open in June at the Village of Pinehurst. So congrats to Tiger on that. And big fuss stirred up recently when Jordan Spieth was DQ'd, disqualified from a tournament for signing an incorrect scorecard, and it ignited a debate over whether the whole scorecard signing tradition or practice in golf is obsolete and should be done away with. Look, I get it. People are not happy that Jordan Spieth got disqualified for signing the scorecard incorrectly, but these guys are paid handsomely to play golf and to sign their scorecard correctly. They lead a lavish lifestyle. There's not asking a lot to finish a round. Check your score, check the scorecard, and sign it. And we'll give you a whole bunch of money for doing it. We'll give you $7,500,000, $250,000, $500,000. And all you got to do is sign your scorecard correctly. That's not asking a whole lot. Now, maybe DQ, a disqualification, is a little strong. Maybe a four-shot penalty would work better than a disqualification. But that's my thoughts on the whole Jordan Spieth mess. Thanks to Kathy Matthews-Kane for joining us today here on Tee to Green, and also to Michael Sheely, our other guest on the big show today. And that's going to do it. Thanks to Robert DeCozzi in Master Control. Appreciate you listening and joining us today. I'm Jay Ritchie. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.